USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple sources reporting Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54. Presley died after she was hospitalized in Southern California Thursday with possible cardiac arrest. Lisa Marie, the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's classified documents that were recently discovered.
AG Garland appointed Robert Hur as special counsel.
I signed an order appointing Robert Hur as special counsel. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Hur served as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland during the Trump administration. I'm Dave Collins.
At least six people are dead in Alabama after a series of tornadoes slammed the state Thursday. The fatalities were reported in Autauga County, and officials in the city of Selma say there is, quote, significant damage there. Governor Kay Ivey has declared a state of emergency for at least six counties, while Georgia is under a statewide emergency. Thousands of customers in both states were without power as of Thursday evening. New York Republican Congressman George Santos asked directly today if he will resign over his campaign background fudging scandal.
I will not resign. I will be continuing to hold my office elected by the people.
The Republican was caught by reporters on Capitol Hill while entering his office Thursday. Earlier in the day, fellow GOP lawmaker from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, blasted Santos as a problem.
He deserves due process, but he needs to get out.
How's the economy? Depends on who you ask. A survey of American CEOs finds many of them fear the worst and expect a recession of some kind in the coming year. However, on Thursday, the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, James Bullard, said we could still expect to see prices come down further as a result of further interest rate hikes. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Brian Koberger, the man suspected of killing four college students in Idaho late last year, making a court appearance today. NBC reporter Stephanie Gosk talks more about the case.
Brian Koberger appeared in court today for the second time here in Idaho. He was asked by the judge if he wanted a preliminary hearing, and he has opted for that, but he and his attorneys don't want a speedy one. They want it to happen 6 months from now.
Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania at the end of last month. His preliminary hearing set for June 26th. It's back to work for several thousand union New York nurses who hit the picket line this week for increased pay and other concessions. Nurses Union President Nancy Hagans says nurses had to strike because hospitals were not enforcing a New York law requiring safe staffing ratios.
We had to bring the attention to everyone so everybody could know the struggle, what we go through in the hospital, and we did it in order to save our patients.
More than 7,000 nurses at Montefiore and Mount Sinai were out of work during the three-day strike. The star and co-creator of the hit animated comedy series Rick and Morty being charged with felony domestic violence. The charge against Justin Roiland involves an incident in Orange County, California in May 2020. After a hearing this morning, Roiland's attorney confirmed there is a plea offer available to Roiland, but did not discuss details. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!